began discussing the Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Beis from Maskil Divrei Yaakov, for Tosfos comments that if you assume Erev Parshios, it means the requirement of free mumchum applies in all areas of Dinei Mamonos, not just in Gzeilos and Chavolos as opposed to Hodos and Halvos. If that is the case, why is it necessary to have a pasuk at all? Why not simply apply Mishpat Echad Yelochem and derive Dinei Mamonos from Dinei Nefashos, just like we do when it comes to Shrisha v'Chakira, same thing when it comes to the requirement of three munchim. So Tosfos comments that the Shemla in munchim ain't no more Dinei Mamonos, Dinei Nefashos, Kevin of Sagi B'Shlosh. That when it comes to this area of munchim, one cannot assume what is true of Dinei Nefashos will apply to Dinei Mamonos. So, we mentioned this briefly in the context of the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos, that if you assume as Tosfos Ashita that Mumchim is a function of Bezdin, one understands very well why in fact that should be true. The very nature of Bezdin, Din Nefashos, certainly is quite different from that of Din Mamonos. Din Nefashos requires a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, Mashen Keine Bezdin Shlosha. So of course, you cannot assume that the requirements of Bezdin are the same when it comes to Din Mamonos and Din Nefashos. So when it comes to Jerisha v'Chakira, which is not a halacha in Bezdin, then you understand very well that Mishpat Echad could apply. When it comes, however, to Mumchim, that certainly is not true. And what about according to the Shitas HaRambam? Perhaps one could argue that if the concept of Smicha Mumchim is a function of Hora, and therefore that would apply irrespective of any Bezdin, maybe one could in fact argue that the question is somewhat stronger. That if in fact Torah requires Mumchim, why should he distinguish between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos, and therefore why the need for this entire Parsha? Why not just simply assume that any form of Torah requires Mumchim? So apparently one has to argue very simply that even according to the Rambam, that smicha is a function of hora, there clearly is a difference between a hora in the realm of Dinei Nefashos as opposed to simply a hora of basic Dinei Mamonos. In what sense do we see that this is true? That hora of Dinei Nefashos and the role of Bezdin is quite different from that of Dinei Mamonos. So I wanted you to take a look at a familiar sugya in Makos and Daf Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara makes a fundamental distinction between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos, right? The comment to Tosus and the Ha'ar of Rabbi Kiveger in Gilyon HaShas. The Gemara is discussing the case of Edim Zom, and Rabbi says the following: what happens if two Edim come forward and they testify that the Chad B'Shabbos Harak Plani Asa Nefesh, Reuven kills Shimon, and this happens on Sunday, and they are subject to Hazama. Subsequently, two Edim come and say that, look, Sunday, Imanu Ha'isim, but you should know, in fact, what they testified to is true. Reuven did, in fact, kill Shimon, and it didn't happen on Sunday. It happened earlier on Friday. Are those Edim that originally came to Bezdin claiming that it happened B'chad B'Shabbos, are they considered to be Zomim or are they not? Do they get an onesh of Kasha Zomim? The Gemara says that absolutely yes, that Neharogin, that they are killed. Why is that true? Weren't they attempting simply to convict an already guilty party? After all, they're Edim, that this person was a Rotzeach, and he was a Rotzeach already days earlier. So when they testify that this person is Chayiv Misa, B'Toras Rotzeach, wasn't that in fact the case? The Gemara answers, no, that's not true. Why? Because the Idna, the Kamisidei, Gavra Lav Bar Katala. No, when they were testifying, the Gavra was not a Bar Katala. As of yet, Alpidin, he is not guilty. And therefore, when they come to Bezdin, they are tempted to convict one who at this point in time is not a Gavra Bar Katala, and therefore they are guilty of Nidu Sheker, they're Edom Zomim, and therefore they are killed. Good. Tosfos comments, the bottom Tosfos Daf Hei Amud Aleph V'Chein, that this is only true when it comes to Dinei Nefashos. If you have a parallel case of Dinei Mamonos, that certainly would not be the case. Tosfos writes of Avada Lini Mamam, that would not be true. Kishem Eden de Bechad B'Shabbos Gonav, Uba Shnai Varmo Be'erev Shabbos Gonav, in that case, certainly Ein Meshame Mamam. Two Edim come to Bezdin and they say that this person is Chayiv Mamon because of what happened on Sunday. And two other Edim say, no, Imanahi Yisim, but you're right, that event occurred and happened earlier on Friday. So at that point, of course, there's no halacha of Kasha Zamam. Why is that true? Because after all, Bahishaita Tosis points out, Gavra Barchiyuvahu. When it comes to Dinim Amanos, we assume the person is already considered Al Pidin to be a Barchiyuvah in Dinim Amanos. Mashenke, when it comes to Dinim Fashos, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. That, Beidna, the Kamisige, Gavra Lav Bar Katolahu. So Tosis points out that's a fundamental difference between Dinim Fashos and Dinim Amanos. You look at the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara tells us v'chein the inyan tashlume knas. The same thing is true when it comes to knasos. Knasos are comparable to dinei nefashos. So the Gemara on the one hand tells us a halacha which is true of dinei nefashos. It's also true of knasos. And Tosa says, you see clearly from the Gemara that other than knasos, regular dinei mamonos, this halacha would not apply. So why is that true? What is the underlying svaras ha-Gemara to tell us that when it comes to dinim amanos, we assume that the gavra is already al pidin considered to be bar chiyuva? Mashen came when it comes to dinim nefashos, be'idna, the kamisadei, gavra lav bar katalov. So Tosus explains the difference based on technical grounds, interestingly, the technical grounds of ha-Gemara. Tosus says, what's the nafkamina? Drisha v'chakira. Kos mantlo nigmar dinim. The Gemara din did not yet occur. Bez din did not yet declare whether this person is chayiv or whether he is potter, but there are edim who are present who are telling us that this occurred. So Tosa says the following. When it comes to din amamanos, our Gemara tells us there's no Jewish v'chakira, and therefore, karov levadai, shiavoha edim v'yidu. So therefore, we will presume edim will come, they will testify, their edus will be accepted, and that's it. Mashenke, when it comes to din nefashos, what do you mean? It requires drisha v'chakira. So just because that event was witnessed, there are edim that saw the chilul Shabbos, there are edim that saw that Reuven killed Shimon. There is no assurance that their edus will in fact be accepted, and therefore one cannot, as of yet, argue be'idna de kamisige gav lav bar katalu. So Tosfos writes a very great kiddush that this essential difference of the Gemara. Dina Mamanos, Dina Fashos simply is a function of Jerisha v'Chakira. What is the likelihood that the Edim will successfully be able to testify in Bezdin affirming that which they saw? And therefore, Tosus explains, you understand very well, why the Gemara links Dina Knossos to Dina Nefashos. Good. But the Kvegir here in Gilyan Ashas, and Afeimar Aleph, is troubled. Why does Tosus give? What Rabbi Kvegar points out seems to be a more technical, perhaps somewhat weak approach to the sugya. That the whole difference as to whether a person al pidin is called the gavra bar ptola, or whether he is called the gavra bar chiyuv in dinim amanos, all depends on the likelihood that if edim come, is their testimony accepted or is it not? And it's all a result of bottom line drisha v'chakira. If we're dorish v'choker, there's a good chance the edim will be machish each other. And if there's no drisha v'chakira, we'll accept the edus at face value. Rabbi Kvegar writes, isn't there a much more fundamental difference between dinei mamanos as opposed to dinei nefashos and dinei knasos? And here, Rabbi Kvegar writes the following chiddush. When it comes to cases of dinei mamanos, after Lekha Edim Klal, let's assume no Edim come to Bezdin whatsoever. A person borrows money from another, a person damages the property of another, and there are no Edim whatsoever. It's not worth it for me to take this person to a Din Torah. The stakes are so small, right? For the $50 that he may owe me, it's simply not worth my time. What does that mean? There's no Chiyuv. Certainly not. Even if Lekha Edim Klal, Rabbi Kvegar writes that hu ba'atzmo yodea ha'emes bar chiyuvahu. No? If in fact that occurred, we know that Reuven borrowed the money, Reuven damaged Shimon, in such a case, of course he's a bar chiyuva. Why? The maisa halva, the maisa hezek. That itself generates the chiyuv. There is no need whatsoever for the psak din or gmar din of Bezdin to create the chiyuv at all. What is the purpose of the Gemar Din or Psak Din of Bezdin? Simply one of Birur and one of enforcement. But the Psak Din of Bezdin does not create any Chiyuv in any shape or form. Therefore, the Gemara says, look, if in fact it's true that Reuven did something in which he owes money to Shimon, so you understand the Gemara very well. These Edom will not be called Edom Zomin, because when they are testifying, he already is a Gavra Bar Chiyuvahu, because it is the act at hand, the Maisa Halva, Maisa Gezel, Maisa Hezek, that creates the Chiyuv irrespective of Psak Din of Esdin. Mashen Ken, when it comes Rabbi Kveger Reis, the Dine Knossos, or Dine Nefoshos, when it comes to Dine Knossos, Rabbi Kveger Reis, that Eino Mutalav L'Shalem calls Man Shlochi V'hu Bezdin. Whenever there is lacking a Psak Din of Bezdin, there is no Chiyuv when it comes to cases of Knossos. I know that I in fact was guilty. I'll come to Bezdin and I'll admit, in the realm of Dinim, Amanos Hodos Baldin is Kamei Dami. That's part of the Pasuk Rashi writes of Kihuzeh. When it comes to Dine Knossos, I know that it's true. I know that I did that which the Torah insists I have to pay a Knoss. What do you mean? Like, mode of a Knoss is Potter. So therefore, irrespective of whether in fact the person did that which the Torah normally writes warrants an onus of Knoss, but nonetheless, without a Psak Din of Ezdin, Eino Mukhuyev Klal. The Psak Din of Ezdin creates the Chiyuv, and without that, there's no Chiyuv whatsoever. Rabbi Kveger writes that certainly the same is true when it comes to Din Nefashos. A person, Achmon Lutzon is Machal Shabbos. He, Betorah's Gavra, is Chayiv Misa. He, Al Kedin, is considered to be a Gavra Bar Katala. No, certainly not. There is no Chiyuv Misas Bezdin unless there is a Gemar Din L'Misa. One can speak about a Chiyuv Karban B'Shogeg, one can speak about Naver Sheish Bokarens, but in terms of an Onesh Bezdin of Din Nefashos, without a Psak Din of Bezdin, it doesn't just simply mean that we can't enforce Skila, it means much more than that. The language of the Gemara, that Gavra Lav Bar Katalahu. Rabbi Kveger writes, after all, if there's no psak din of bezdin, a person is obligated to pay. If there's no psak din of bezdin, din nefashos, certainly Rabbi Kveger writes that ein alachiyuv klal hamisas atzmo, a person should take his own life, as the person should make payment for that which he owes. Of course not. That's exactly the chiddush of the Gemara. Not just a detailed difference of drisha v'chakira, but a fundamental difference between dinam mamonos and dinam fashos. When it comes to dinam mamonos, the psak din is mivarim, but the gavra is a bar chiyuva mishas maisa, hava, gezel, nezek, whatever the case is. When it comes to cases, however, of dinam mamonos, the psak din of bezdin generates, it creates the chiyuv, and that's exactly this fundamental nafkamina of the Gemara. Good, Reuven killed Shimon, but if it was days earlier and there was no gemar din l'misa, the Gemara says gavra lav bar katalu, and therefore these Edom will be put to death b'tara sedim zomin, even though it is true that there was an active ritzicha that occurred even prior to their edus. Mashenkin, when it comes to Dina Mamonos, there we assume that the act at hand is the Mechayim, and in such an instance, that's the difference when it comes to cases of Hazama. Where do you see that this is true? That when it comes not only to Dina Fashos, but even regarding Dina Knossos as well, without a Psak Din of Ezdin, there simply is no Chiyuv whatsoever. So at the beginning of this man, we discuss the Gemara B'Metzia and the Psari Aleph, the Chiddush of Rava. Esnan Asra Torah Afilu Ba'al Bima. Good. Even in a case, right, where we would apply the principle of Kim Leibit Rabbi Mine, and therefore there's a Chiyuv Misa, but there is no Chiyuv Mamon, nonetheless, in that instance of the Gemara, it is Nitfas Al Pedin, as we discussed many times. It's not called Dmei Matana, it's called Dmei Esnan, it's called Dmei Znus, and therefore it is Asur L'Mizbeach. Good. He pointed out the Rashi, the Ramaschal Rava, that writes, what apparently do you see from this? That even if we apply the principle of Kim Leibet Rava Minei, nonetheless, Bezdin will not be Gove, the Chiyuv Mamon, but there certainly is a Chiyuv Latze Sidei Shamayim. And Rashi writes the Chiddush that, therefore, A, it is called Dmei Znos, it's not called Dmei Matana, and B, Rashi writes, Tfisa would work, That's the Tzos we've discussed in Simen Chav Ches. Is that generally true? Is that uniquely true in this case? Whenever there's a chiyuv lotzei sedei shamayim halach lamaisa, tfisa will in fact work, or will it not? But that's how Rashi understands that Gemara, Bav Metzian Daf Tzadinam. Good. Tosus and Ksuvas Daf Lamed Gimel Mabez. Comments on the following Gemara. The Gemara quotes Raisa, with the Chiddush of Rabbi Meir. What happens if Gonav V'Tovach V'Shamas? A person steals an animal, he does the Maisa Tvicha that normally generates a Chiv of Dalet Be'eh, but he does so on Shabbos. Good. Rabbi Meir argues, Mishalim Tashlume Arba V'Chamisha. A person is obligated to pay Dalet Be'eh, even though the Maisa Tvicha occurred on Shabbos. The Gemara immediately asks, how can that be? What about the principle of Kimneged Rabbi Meir? If he's chayif misa for the act of Chilul Shabbos for Shokta, for Netilas Neshama, how can that generate the Chiyuv Knas? Kimneged Rabbi Meir. The Gemara answers, Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about the following case, B'toveach al Yedei Acher. We're talking about the case where you're right. It wasn't he, the Ganav, that did the Shechta, but rather the Shechta was done through someone else. I stole, and my shliach did the Maisa Shechita on Shabbos. Good. What is the Kiddush? Oh, we discussed in the past, normally you have a principle of Ein Shliach D'Dvar Aveira. The Gemara has several exceptions. One of them is Tvicha. If I steal an animal, and I appoint a shliach to do the Maisa Tvicha, in such an instance, I the Mishaleach will be Chayiv Dalet Be'eh, based on a posuk. This is an exception that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So if I do the Maisa Shechita on Shabbos, of course I'll be potter. From the Rabinei, if it's done through my Shliach, in such a case, he will be Chayiv Misa, of course. He did the Maisa Shechita, he's Mechal on Shabbos. I will be Chayiv Dalet Be'eh. Good. So the Gemara raises the following kasha. How can that be? That Maskif L'Mar Zutra. That Mika Midin. How can that be? If I were to do the Mishaleach, the Maisa Shechita myself, there would be no chiyuv tashlum. No? After all, then we'd apply kimnei d'rabine. And v'avad shliach u'machayiv. But if my shliach does so, yes, I am chayiv. How do you have an instance where if I, the mishaleach, would do so, potter? If the shliach does so, then I'm chayiv. How can that be? So the Gemara gives what seems to be very simple teretz. If you were to do it yourself, sure you're potter. Right? But ihu lo mishum delo mechayiv, not because in principle there's no chiyuv, ela mishum dekim lebe derabi minei. No? That's the teretz of the Gemara. It's true. If you were to do the Maisa Shechita on Shabbos, bottom line is you wouldn't have to pay. Why is that true? Because in principle there's no chiyuv. No, in principle of course there's a chiyuv. But Bezin is not going to enforce the chiyuv of Mamon when you are Chayim Misa. But if somehow you could isolate the two, for example, a case of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, where the Shliach is Chayim Misa, the Mishaleach is Chayim Mamon, so in that print case, of course, you would be Chayim. That's the shock of the Tari of the Gemara. So when it comes to a case of a person who is Tavach B'Shabbos, what's the Lashon HaGemara? The Ihu, him, Lav Mishum D'lo Mechayim, it's not that there's no Chiyuv at all, of course there's a Chiyuv. Ela mishum de kim leder rabinei, simply that chiyuv will not be enforced. Good? So if you look at that Gemara, seems to support exactly what Rashi says. No? Even when you apply the principle of kim leder rabinei, it doesn't mean that in principle there's no chiyuv. Of course there's a chiyuv. It's just that Bezin will not enforce so what does it mean to say that in principle there's a chiyuv, but in practice it's not enforced? Well, let's say today shamayim, Rashi said in Bav Metzia, or tfisa, good, or this nafkamin of the Gemara, that if you could isolate the two chiyuvim, shliach and mishaleach, of course there will be a chiyuv, because in principle the chiyuv always exists. Great, now? So if someone will tell you that even in a case of kimnei d'rabinei, in principle there is a chiyuv, What Gemaras would you point to? So the Gemara about Metzida Tzani Aleph, good in the Gemara, and Ksivas, not from the Gemara Beis. This case, Ganav HaTavach B'Shamas. Tosus, however, says this cannot be. The Tosus and Ksivas, not from the Gemara Beis, the Ramas Chalav. Tosus writes the following Hiddush. When can we assume that this is true? That even in cases of Kimlei Rabbeinu, no enforcement, but in principle there is a chiyuv, and therefore Lo Tzeis Yedei Shamayim, it's called Tmeyes Nan Tfisa. Tosa says that's only true in a case comparable to Tmeyes Nan, where it's a chiyuv mamon, where it's a chiyuv mamon. There, good, as Rashi says, there's a chiyuv Lo Tzeis Yedei Shamayim. What's Tosus's difficulty? Here, what are we talking about? Suvas Aflamet Gimel. A chiyuv misach, a Shabbos, but a chiyuv knas of Dalet Vehei. Here, Tosus writes what Rashi writes, Nestan Zona, is not at all applicable. Why is that true? Aval the knas, Tosus says, afilu latse side shamayim eno chayim. When it comes to Dine Knossos, that certainly is not true. In Dine Mamonos, there's the Chiyuv Lo Tzeis Yedei Shamayim, but not when it comes to Dine Knossos. Why is that true? After all, as Tosus explains, when it comes to the Chiyuv Knas, that is only Al Yedei Bezdin, Kratam Arshias Atzmo, and therefore, if there is no Psak Din of Bezdin, Poshup Shatan Tosus, Rabbik Vager understands, there's no Chiyuv. And therefore, if as a result of Kimlei Rabbeinu there will be no psak din to create the chiyuv, no chiyuv knas exists. So therefore, Tosa says, what we always assume is true, in Kimlei Rabbeinu, tfisa, there's a chiyuv, lasei yedei shamayim, that's only if you're dealing with misa and mamo, not if you're dealing with misa and knas. So therefore, what does the Gemara mean to say? That even if he would be the one who would do the Maisa Shchita, he would be Chayiv Knas as well. It's just that Bezdin wouldn't enforce. Tosus is bothered. That's not true. So Tosus simply is just Marche the Gemara slightly. Tosus says, Mikomo Komecha. Why? Kevin Dahayu Rayali Yishayim. The person did something, a Maisa Shchita, which in general would create a Chiyu, if not for Kimlei Rabbeinu. So therefore, in a case where one is the chiyuv of the shaliach, one is the chiyuv of mishaleach, so in such a case, both will be chayim. Tosa says you have to interpret the Gemara, not that in cases of kimlei nerabbeinu, in principle there's a chiyuv. Since the person did something which generally results in a chiyuv, had it not been for kimlei nerabbeinu? So therefore, if the chiyuv misa is lazen, the chiyuv knas is lazen, of course, both are considered to be chayim. Rabbi Kivegar points out, isn't it explicit in Tosus? Tosus writes, you have to distinguish in a chiv, mamon as a chiv knas. Mamon afkamina, whether it's a chiv, let's say, shemami, rani, kim, lini, rabine. What is this lumdus? Rabbi Kivegar, it's exactly this point. When it comes to mamon, you don't need a psak in a bezin to create a chiv. So if a person does that which causes mis and mamon, he's chayiv on two counts. Good. Rishach, asata, machayiv, or bezin will enforce one. But when it comes to any case that the psak din of bezdin creates and generates the chiyuv, if in fact that would not occur, even as a result of kimlei nerabbeinu, no chiyuv exists. That's Rabbi Kivegar's Kiddush. This is a lengthy discussion Rabbi Chanan has in the Kovet Shiurim and Chelet Beis and Simen Yud Gimel, where Rabbi Chanan points out that this right cannot be, that there's no chiyuv knas without a psak din of bezdin. Absolutely not true. Quote several ayahs to indicate that it must be Bezdin will not be goven the Dine Knas, but in principle the Chiyuv certainly exists. Rashi's Nafkamina, for example, Mitziyat Tzani Aleph of Tfisa. What's the halacha when it comes to Tfisas Knas? Rabbi Chanan refers you to the Rash. The Rash is found in the Bavakama, Perek Aleph, and Simon. Chav, where the Rush writes that Tfisa works when it comes to Dine Knossos. And ain't achinami that if tafas, lo mafkina mina. Just like tfisa works in cases of dina mamanos, in kinle neravine, it works even when it comes to dina knossos. How can dina tfisa apply if there's no chiyuv whatsoever? Rabbi Chanan quotes a further ayin. Yerushalmi, in the very end of Maseches Shviyos, discusses the following issue. Let's assume a person, for example, violated an isser that generates a chiyuv knas, as if yet there was no gemar din, and now Shviyos concludes. Do we assume that, just as we discussed last year, the concept of Shmitas Ksafim, that should also apply to Dinei Knossos as well? Rabbi Chanan writes, the whole discussion only makes sense if you assume the following, that if there is a prior chiyuv, a pre-existing chiyuv from the time of the Avera, and therefore Reuven already owes Shimon money, it's a fascinating chakira now, does Shmitas Ksafim only affect direct cases of halva, or could it even apply to other chiyuvei mamon as well? But if you will tell me that as of yet there is no chiyuv mamon at all, how is it that Shviyos can cancel the chiyuv that does not yet exist? Rabbi Chanan quotes a further ayin from the Gemara Shavuos and Daf Lamed Gimel regarding the concept of a Shavuos Aedus, a case of Mashbia Eide Knas. Also, the Gemara seems to call Dine Knasus and equate them with straight cases of Dine Mamanus. You can take a look. Rabbi Chanan points out them clearly. When it comes to Dine Knasus, it's not true. The Chiv certainly does in fact exist. And that's why Tosfos does not give the fundamental difference, and that's Sugyan Makos and Afay. After all, because even in Dinim Knossos, there still is a prior Chiyuv. If that's true, so what about Tosfos' finish? That there is no Chiyuv Lotzeis Neshamayim for Tashlume Knas. Why is that true? So here Rabbi Chanan writes a completely different story, not like Rabbi Kivega. This is also what Rav Schechter quotes, the name of the Rav, Neres HaTzvi and Simen Mem, for an entirely different reason. That Ein HaTam Yishum Darkati Lo Nischayim? No. El Afo Gav Shekfar Nischayim, at the time of the Hezid. However, Knas is Tashlumin B'toras Onesh. And Onshin must be enforced Al Yidei Bezdin. Bal Korcho Shel Adam. If a person on his own will just pay kefil or pay dalad v'hei without the chiyuv being imposed, enforced by Bezdin, so in such a case, ein zeh knas shechivaso haTorah. Tashlumei knas must be imposed, enforced, al korcho shel adam, not that midaito the person goes ahead and does it. And therefore, the following chiddush: on the one hand, the person does not have tashlume knas, latzei sidei shemayim, but on the other hand, tfisa works, because tfisa is considered to be tashlum in balkarcho. It's not that the person on his own volition is paying kefil, paying dalad v'hei. The money is being exacted against his will, either by Bezdin, or, for whatever reason, Bezdin technically will not paskin. They don't have a bezin that can pass Dinei Knossos. Aide Tfisa Sabaldin, that also is considered to be an imposition of Dinei Knossos. That's a fascinating issue. This Rosh Hashanah discusses as well. When the Sugin Bava Kama, of it in his Dinei Denafshe, when a person literally is entitled to take the law into his own hands, maybe he's doing so in a more formal capacity of a Shliach Bezdin. Bezdin cannot pass Kedush of Dinei Knossos. Because after all, this is not the Bezdin of Smuchim Shemeret Yisrael. But Bezdin can give the Baldin the license to be Tofes. Tfisa, unlike Tashlumin, Lotzei Sidei Shamayim is Balkarachon, not that which is considered to be Midan. For Soloveitchik explained, when it comes to Dinei Knasos, absolutely, Tfisa works, there is a prior Chiyuv. However, the Rav argued as follows. Dinei Knasos, there's a prior Chiyuv. But Rabbi Kveger is certainly correct when it comes to Dinei Nefashos. When it comes to Dinei Nefashos, there the Gemar Din certainly is the Mechayim. Good, Machlokas, Rabbi Kveger, Rabbi Chanan, when it comes to Dinei Knasos. And Rabbi Chanan's Raya, compelling Raya, Tfisa works. So in such a case, there must be a pre-existing Chiyuv irrespective of Psak Din. The Arab of Soloveitchik is the following. Good, when it comes to Knasos, that you can debate. When it comes to Din Nefoshos, there clearly the Gavra is not a Bar Katola unless there is a Psak Din. The whole concept of Psak Din creating a Chiyuv is uniquely true when it comes to Din Nefoshos and not in Din Mamonos. If you looked in that Ta'ara, the footnote that I mentioned to you, right, with this in mind, the Rav resolved the steer in the Rambam of the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Yud Gimel with the Rambam in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon Perches Halacha Dalet, where the Gemara seems to indicate the following Chiddush, that if you have, for example, a shore which is Chayav Misa, it has to have the same Bailim, B'Shaz Gemar Din. And when the Rambam cites this Gemara, Hilchos Nizkei Mamon Perches Halacha Dalet, when it comes to Chatzi Nezek, the Rambam omits the requirement of the Gemara that you have to have the same Bailim HaRishon and Bishas Gemar Din. How can the Rambam omit the requirement of the Gemara that it must be the Gam Bol of Yumas even Bishas Gemar Din? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following distinction. The Gemara's topic of a Kama Daf Yud Gimel is when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, the Gam Bol of Yumas. When it comes to the Rambam's application, is not Dinei Nefashos, it is rather Chatzi Nezek, Dinei Knasos. In Dinei Knasos, you don't need the Gemar Din to create the Chiyuv, but in Dinei Nefashos, you certainly do. So, Enoch Inami, Machlokes Achronim, I Posh of Shad, Rambam Shita, when it comes to Dinei Knasos, the Gemar Din is not the Mechayim, but when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, it certainly is. That means that the role of Beis Din is so different when it comes to Dinei Mamonos as opposed to cases of Dinei Nefashos. When it comes to Dinei Mamonos, the role of Beis Din simply, right, is no doubt enforcement, birur, at times kfiya, but the psak halacha does not generate or create a chiyuv. That's not true in Dinei Nefashos. The psak din of the Sanhedrin is what makes the individual a Gavra Bar Katala. So this in mind, Rav Soloveitchik explained, you can understand how Tosus very well. If you have a posuk that tells us Dinei Mamonos requires Mumchim, that's it, nothing to discuss. But without that posuk, the fact that Smuchim are necessary for Dinei Nefashos, you have a right to now assume Mishpat Echad Yevachem, that just as a Horav Dinei Nefashos requires Mumchim, so too a Psak Din of Dinei Mamonos. There, the Psak Din of Dinei Mamonos is so different from that of Nefashos. Maybe Mumchim are only necessary when you are called upon to create the Chiyuv, not just simply to impose a pre-existing Chiyuv, and therefore, clearly one cannot equate, right, these two halachos whatsoever. So good, when it comes to the due process of Jewish Hakira, our Gemara is willing to tell us, Mishpurach Yilachem. But Shemlin Yin Mumchim, you have no right, even according to the Rambam Shita. But it's not a function of Bezdin, but a function of Hora, but a world of difference between Hora, Psak Din, the Gemar Din of Din Nefashos, as opposed to a Psak Din of Hora of Din Mamonos. The top Tosus Nafgimun Aleph makes the following comment also about Mishpurach Yilachem. Just a short Hora at Pashup Shat and Tosus. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Chanina, that Tvar Torah Echad Din Mamonos Echad Din Nefashos Bishve Chakira, Mishpat Echad Yelachem. How do you know that that's true? The Gemara assumes the following. Well, Drish V'chakir is required in Din Nefashos V'darashta V'chakarta. Good. And now I can apply Mishpat Echad Yelachem to tell us also the surprise when it comes to Din Mamonos as well. What's Tosus's difficulty? Tosus, the top of Daf Gimel Aleph, the Maskel Shenemar, that what do you mean? the halach of Jewish v'chakira in context is written in the parsha of Edim Zalamin. And doesn't Edim Zalamin embrace both Dina Mamonos and Dina Nefashos? No? So why do we assume Dina Nefashos, yes, and Nishberech and Yeh Lachem is necessary to expand? Why the need for any expansion? After all, the requirement of Derisha v'Chakira is necessary in Edim Zomin, and Edim Zomin is both Dina Mamonos and Dina Fashos, depending on the case in hand. Tosus is Kasha. So Tosus writes, now, if it wasn't for Mishparech Ad Yelachem, what would you have argued? Lohami Mitzrachin and Derisha v'Chakira Bishar Dina Mamonos Eladavka Be'edim Zomin. If you didn't have the expansion of Mishpat Yachad Yilachem, what would you say? Edim Zomin requires Rishi v'Chakira, but not other cases of Dina Mamonos. So if it's Edim Zom regarding Mamon, you need Rishi v'Chakira. But in other cases of Dina Mamonos, there's no need for Rishi v'Chakira. Why should you distinguish between Dina Mamonos of Edim Zomin as opposed to what Tosus terms Shar Dina Mamonos? Tosus doesn't explain. If you only had the pasuk, you would say Edim Zomin, yes, Shar Dina Mamonos. What's the Shvar of Tosus? You learned this Tosus already. It's not simply the Shvar of Shuta Tosus. What? The following, no? We discussed it plain. Jevisha v'chakir. Ikar ha'edus. No, Chovas Bezdin. Mishpitei ha'dayonim. Good? One thing is clear. Whatever you want to argue, hava mina maskana, when it comes to Edim Zomim, there certainly Drisha v'chakira is meikar haidus. Even if you will tell me that Drisha v'chakira is extrinsic, achovas habezdin, when can you argue that's true? That's true when it comes to other cases of Dina Mamonos. Can you argue that's true when it comes to Edim Zomin? Of course not. There certainly is considered to Mikra Ha'edus. No? Why? Person testifies, Reuven owes Shimon $100 because, right, $100 was lent to him. So I'll ask you, where did that occur? When did that occur? So I could very reasonably argue that the where and when are very important, but those are secondary details. No? The edus regarding the Maisa Halva is complete independent of Zman and Makom. That cannot be said when it comes to Edim Zomin. Edim Zomin, the second Edim, come and say, we're clueless. We don't know whether Reuven killed Shimon, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. What we do know is Imanu Hayisen, no? Zman and Makom, the entire Edus is on Zman and Makom. You claim you were here then, and the second Kat of Edim are Machinsh and say no, that in that time you were not Bosa Makom. When it comes to Edim Zomin, Zman and Makom, Drisha v'Chakira, certainly is part of the Chetzer Shel Edus. The whole Dion is on Zman and Makom. The other facts are unknown or irrelevant. No? That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Of course that requires Jewish Chakira. No one will deny that. But if you want to expand to other cases of Dina Mamonos, to argue that Zaman and Makom is essential in Hezek, or in Halva, or in Gezel, either Mikar Edus or Chovas HaBezdin, that requires some pasuk. It is not one halacha. The role of Zaman and Makom in Zomin as opposed to Shar Dina Mamonos. No? That Pashup Shad is the Svar of Tosus. If you look in the Tosus Arash, the Tosus Arash spells this out explicitly. That's the difference between Edim Zomin as opposed to Shar Dina Mamonos. And if you look at that Shivas Noda Yehuda that I mentioned to you earlier, in Evan Aizer and Simon Ayin Beis, the Noda Yehuda writes this as well, but it's been flourish, right, in the Tosus Arash. Now that's the Svar of Tosus in order to distinguish between these cases. Now, the Gemara of Gilamad Aleph tells us the Chiddush we discussed, Rav Acha bei Ravika midaraisa chad nami kasha. The Gemara here links this sheet of Rav Acher Beit Ravika to the sheet of Shmuel, as you know, we've discussed this earlier, the Shnayim Shudan Hu Dinehim Din. Good. If you hold Erev Parshios, and it's only because of Milas Delas that we're by Mumchim, then you would have to argue as Rav, as Rabbi Avo, that Shnayim Shudanu Ein Dinehim Din. But if you hold like Rav Acher Beit Ravika, Bidrais Lechana Mikosher, then we understand the Chiddush of Shmuel, that the Dievet, Shnayim Shudanu Dinehim Din. Good. We pointed out the difficulty. We dealt in the past, the Rambam Shita, in Perek Beis, about the Yidah Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes like Rav Acher Beit Ravika, Mutter Lechad Lodon Min HaTorah. Mutter Lechad Lodon Min HaTorah. Just a small deal. It's hard to build a shear on a deal, right? But might have. Yesterday's shear, the Chiddush Haran, the Ran said the following Chiddush, why do we need for two psukim? No? V'nikra balabayis lifnehem. What did the Ran mechadesh? Two different realms of halacha. Hilchos choshen mishpat, Hilchos yoredeh isr veheter. No? It's just interesting nuance, no? The Gemara says, midaraisa chadnami kosher. No? Interesting, the Rambam does not use the terminology of the Gemara of kosher. The Rambam used the terminology of mutter, no? What is mutter? Mutter is, right, isser veheter. Now, kosher, right, is choshen mishpat. Are you fit to be a dayan? Are you not fit to be a dayan? The Rambam does not simply say that midaraisa chadami kosher. The Rambam writes mutter lechot lodom in HaTorah. What's mutter? Because in order to allow a dayan, you have to accommodate both needs. The choshen mishpat issue, whether you're fit, and the yoredei issue of lifneim v'lo lifnei hadyotos. No? Interesting deal in the Rambam's Chiddush. That now, mutu lechad lodem in HaTorah. Good. And yet, the Rambam continues and tells us, b'shnayim shadonu, ein dinei hemdin. Exactly against our Gemara, the kash, the kesem mish, the name of the Chibas HaRashba. Good. So we discussed, right, already possibilities in the Rambam Shita, the Rasameyah's Chiddush, like Rabbi Yochananel. Perhaps the Rambam understood that no, mutter lechad lodem in HaTorah is only a mumche, a samuch. Mashenkin, as the Rambam writes later, perhaps that's the issue in the Rambam Shit. But the Gemara itself is a great Chiddush. Now, to assume that if midarais achad nami kosher, therefore shnayim shidonu dinehem din. See, what's the difficulty? Can't one argue, this is a point we alluded to in the earlier shiurim, that two is far worse than one? That one dayan, I understand. But tzedek tishpot amisecha, good. However, shnayim shadonu, gorat fei, and ein dinehem din. Why? Well, if you only learned up gilam adalim, you're okay. You get to gimel beis, the Gemara says that there's a need for a bezdenote. You cannot have a bezden shofar. So if you're not allowed to have an even number of dayanim, one could argue that good. Rav Acher Beit Ravika says one dayan is fine, but how does the Gemara know that shnayim shadonu is fine? Dinehem din. I will tell you that shnayim shadonu was the bezden shokel. Mashen kein chad nami kosher. See, the Gemara Daf Gimel Beis asked the very basic question that Shlosha Minolam. How do you know the three dayam are necessary at all? So the Gemara quotes the Brises, you know, the Machlok is that Rabbi Oshin and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Oshin says the following. There is a pasuk that requires three dayanim. V'nikra balabayis is pasuk one. And ha'ad alim yavod rashneyem loshon chol, pasuk two. Asher yoshim, pasuk three times the Torah used the term Elohim Lashon Chol to tell us that you need three dayanim smuchim. And Rabbi Yonason disagrees. Rabbi Yonason says that no, Rishon Tchilos Nema, first time the pasuk tells us it's necessary to tell us Netzem Halacha, and therefore Ein Dorshin Tchilo, and therefore the pasuk of Ad Halukim Yavad Roshneihem, that's pasuk one. Asher Yoshin Elohim is pasuk two. And how do you know you need a third dayan? Ein bezdin shakel. The Gemara quotes the Braisa that goes further. The Gemara tells us the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher ben Yossi Haglili. What is the meaning of the pasuk? Lintos acherabim lahatos. What is the meaning of that pasuk? Kator amra asei lecha bezdinote. You have to have bezdin, which is comprised of an odd number that it can tilt, it can lean in a given direction. Not a bezdin shakel. So the Gemara is bothered. Why is it necessary for a boshim to have three psukim for dayan 1, 2, and 3? What's wrong with having bezdin shakel? And what is the Gemara answer? Enoch and Ami, you're right. The fact that Rav Osher requires three psukim demonstrates Rav Osher does not agree to this requirement of bezdin noten. But we certainly require a bezdin noten, and if that's true, how does our Gemara say so simply that if one is kosher, obviously two are kshirim? Shnayim shadonu, I would tell you no. Is invalid because it's a bezdin shakel. Good. What apparently is the answer to this kasha? But we'll see, not at all so simple. What's the answer to this kasha? The requirement of bezdin note. Is that a din l'chatchila? Or is that me'akev even b'diyev? So perhaps that's this great Kiddush of our Gemara. Ein achinami. Of course we require a bezdenote. But does that mean that b'di'evet, if the psak is rendered by a bezden shakel, it's invalid? Ein dinei hamdin. Oshav sham, the Gemara tells us no. The requirement of a bezdenote is a din l'chatchila. But b'di'evet, shnayim shadonu, dinei hamdin. If you require three dayanim, then b'di'evet, anything short of three is illegitimate. But if you hold me d'raisa chadna mikasha, the only possible problem of two is bezdin shakel. Bezdin shakel is only din l'chatchila. It is not the kufa. And that's the chiddush of our Gemara. If you look, for example, in the Bach is found in Choshe Mishpat and Simen Gimel in Si'if Yud. The Bach uses the following language, that Ein Osin Asara Bezdin Lichatchila, the Ein Bezdin Shakel, that you can't have a Bezdin of 10 Dayanim Lichatchila, because what our Gemara says, that Ein Bezdin Shakel, the Bach writes pretty clearly, that the halacha of bezin shakel is a din l'chatchila, but it is not b'di'evet. We'll have to see why one should assume. Yes, a din l'chatchila, a din b'di'evet. If this is true, that bezin shakel is l'chatchila, so you understand our Gemara very well. Shmuel didn't say l'chatchila you should have two. Shmuel says b'di'evet, dinayim din. So that is in line. Rav Acha ben Rika, I bezin shakel, you're right, is a din l'chatchila. There's the note, but b'di'evet, it is considered to be sufficient. The difficulty is the following. When you learned that sugya of Gimel Amud Beis, did you get the impression that bezdin shakel and bezdin note was din l'chatchila? Or did it sound like from the Gemara that this is not a din l'chatchila at all? Was this marked even b'di'evet? No? The Gemara again says Rav Oshia requires three psukim in order to tell us three dayan. Nikra balabai yisad Elohim asher yoshin aleihem. Good. Three psukim are necessary. Good. The Gemara asks, why does Rav Oshia require three psukim? What's wrong with two psukim? And ein bezenotem. What's the maskana sa Gemara? You must assume Rav Oshia denies this pretty fundamental principle of ein bezen shakel. Rashi spells out almost explicitly Right, the Rashi, the Gimel Beis Ramaskal Rav Oshia, Rashi says the following. The fact that Rav Oshia he requires an extra pasuk to tell you the need for a third dayan. That seems to indicate that he denies Beis Din Otan. Rashi writes explicitly. Because after all, Uladiday, Arbo Shisha Ksherim. That's what Rashi writes. Diuk and Rashi, no? The Gemara says, Rashi explains, if you allow a Beis Din Shokel, four or six Dayanim are Ksherim. Rashi clearly implies, if you require Beis Din Nota, four or six Dayanim are not Ksherim, they are Psulim. Rashi does not write that if you allow a Beis Din Shokel, therefore, lechatchila. Rashi writes, if you deny the drash of Beis Din Ote, four or six dayanim ksherim. Rashi writes, ulididei, arba o shisha ksherim. If you hold Beis Din Ote, poshav shat is a diuk in Rashi, arba o shisha would be psulim. Mashma that a Beis Din Ote is likuva, not just a din lechatchila. I'll even tell you a step further. Not just a diuk in Rashi. But Rashi writes the machlokas whether Beis Din Ote or Beis Din Shokel is whether arba shisha ksherim olo. Where did Rashi get this from? Maybe it's only din lechatchila, not din b'dieved. Well, the chor poshav shan the Gemara is a din b'dieved. No? What's the Gemara's kasha? Why in the world did Rav Oshia require three psukim? No? Must be that he denies the need for Beis Din Ote. Is that true? He really denies Beis Din Ote. Yeah, the Gemara says, Rav Yudashita, no, even Rav, he didn't go that far. The Gemara says, no, you see, Rav Oshia went even further. Not only Sanhedrin, but even Beis Din and Beis Din Shokel is sufficient. I'll tell you a very simple reason for Rav Oshia, but against the Gemara, no? You know when Rav Oshia requires the third pasuk to tell you three dayanim? Because if you don't have three dayanim, ein dinehem din, it's li'ikuva. And if the pasuk would only tell you you need two dayanim, and just in Beis Din Shokel, I'll be din lechatchila. The Gemara assumes that there's no need for a third pasuk, because whatever you could derive from this third pasuk, Asher Yarshin Elohim, you could have already learned from Lintos Sacharab Matos. If you have three pasuk, it tells you three dayanim. You're going to say Shnayim Shonim Dinei Hamdin? No, you're going to tell me it's Makke B'Dieved. Why does the Gemara say Rav Oshia denies Beis Din Ote? The Gemara should say the simple svara. Of course Rav Oshia agrees that ideally you should have a Beis Din Ote. But does that mean Beis Din Shokel b'dieved ein dinehem din? Not necessarily. But Rav Oshia tells us inherently you need three for a Beis Din. That requires a pasuk. In other words, there will be a fundamental difference, according to Rav Oshia, between a Beis Din of 2 as opposed to a Beis Din of 4. If you have a Beis Din of 2, it is not a Beis Din. If you have Beis Din of 4, that's a problem of Beis Din Ote, Beis Din Shokel. Couldn't one have distinguished? That one should be avoided the Chachila, but the other is the Ikuma. The Gemara doesn't say this, no? The Gemara says there's no need for a third pasuk, and the fact that Rav Oshia requires a third pasuk to demonstrate he denies Beis Din Ote. Isn't that a pretty good indicator that Beis Din Shokel is b'dieved? No, not just a din lechatchila. No? See, what's the problem then? So now you have a steer in the Gemara. If Beis Din Ote is a din lechatchila. You understand the Gemara daf Gimel and Aleph, that if you hold one is good, certainly shnayim shadanu dinehem din v'achav Rebika then Shmuel. But then you don't understand the Gemara daf Gimel and Beis. The Gemara is so bothered. Why you need a makar for a third dayan? Of course you need a makar for a third dayan. Ein bez and shokel is nice, but it's not essential. Elamayel, tell me it's essential. So how do you send the Gemara daf Gimel and Aleph? Just because Rav Achmir Rebika says one is good, how do you know two is good? Ein bez and shokel is in fact the equivalent. Where do you see explicitly that ein bez and shokel is the equivalent? Number one, it's somewhat clear in Rashi. Rashi writes, if you don't need a bez and alta, therefore arba o shisha ksherim. Rashi doesn't say utan lechatchila ksherim. And the chora, if you require bez and alta, arba o shisha psulim. But this notion that bez and shokel is necessary, at times even likula, is explicit in the Pirush HaRosh in Nedarim and Daf Ayin Ches. Here the Gemara discusses the bez din necessary for hataras nedarim. The Gemara says the following: when it comes to the parsha of nedarim, the Midbar Perek Lamed, the Torah speaks of roshei hamatos, roshei hamatos. The Gemara Bar comments as follows: there's a gzeres shava of zeh hadavar, which equates the parshas nedarim, which begins zeh hadavar, with the parsha of shchutei chutz, vayikra yitzayim. And vayikra yitzayim, daber el Aaron v'al banav v'al kol bnei Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. On the one hand, the Parsha of Nidarim, who is addressed? Roshei Hamatos. But we have a Gzeres Shava that tells us that just as Shchutei Chutz, so too Nidarim are Aaron v'chol banav v'chol bnei Yisrael. That's how the Gemara derives that Hataras Nidarim, there are two tiers. There are roshei hamatos, which means al yidei yachid mumche. A yachid mumche can be matir ineder. That's roshei hamatos. But hataras nedarim can also be accomplished by Aaron, banav, kol Yisrael. What is the purpose of that? Lahachshir shlosha hedyotos. So the Gemara says, when it comes to hataras nedarim, it is either a yachid mumche or Gimel Hadyotos, Yachid Mumcha Roshei Hamatos, Gimel Hadyotos based on the Gzeres Shavu Shchutei Chutz. Good? So very simply, Roshei Hamatos, I understand. Mumcha. What exactly is the drasha? Aaron, Banav, Kol Yisrael, to tell us three Hadyotos. That's not so clear. If you look at the Rashi in Adarim, and Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, right, the Pirush of Rashi and Aram, as you know, is not necessarily Rashi, but the Mefarish writes the following: Aaron is Chad, Bonav is Chad, V'chol Yisrael Harei Tlosu. That's the Joshua's Chazal. There are three subjects to the sentence. The Gemara's Doresh, three Dayan. The Pirush HaRosh disagrees. The Pirush HaRosh writes that no, the allowance of Hedyotos, it's not Aaron, Banav, Kol Yisrael. It's just based on Kol Bnei Yisrael. Kol Bnei Yisrael. So on the one hand, the Torah tells us that a Yachid Mumchi is good. And then the Torah tells us that Hedyotos are good. So the Pirush Rosh explains, well, Mumchi is Yachid Mumcha. Single Yachid is good. Well, the Rosh writes, he did through Roshei Hamatos. If the Pasuk says, if you do it through one, he has to be a mumche, so then obviously, the allowance of Hedyotos cannot be a single Hedyot. If it was a single Hedyot, what do you need the Pasuk of? Rosh Hayamatos Mur. So Hedyotos cannot be one. And the Rosh writes, and it cannot be two, because Ein Bezdin Shokel, the Torah doesn't allow for such a Bezdin. So therefore, the fact that the Torah allows a Hedyot, it means Gimel Hedyotos. That's the Lashon of the Pirush HaRosh. The way Rashi explains, the number is derived from the Pasuk. Aaron, Bana, Bnei Yisrael, three subjects, three Dayanim. The Rosh writes, no, the Gemara is just using that Pasuk to show that Hataras Aaron to be done through Kol Bnei Yisrael, Hedyotos. How do you know the number? Well, it can't be one, because one requires a mumche, and it cannot be two, because two cannot do Hataras Nedarim. Ein Bezdin Shokel. So it must be three. Hoshem Shat, the way the Rosh describes this Lamdus, also, Ein Bezdin Shokel is not just, as we'll see, just a din l'chatchila, but perhaps, in fact, it's likuva. See, there are two chidushim in the Rosh. Number one is our issue, whether Ein Bezdin Shokel is l'chatchila b'di'evet. Another issue is the following, not really for us now, is it so clear that the Bezdin of Hataras Nedarim is exactly comparable to the Bezdin of Dinim Amos? I'll give you an example. Krovim Ksherim for a Bezdin of Hataras Nedarim. Even if you assume that there's a concept of Ein Bezdin Shokel for Mishpat, for Din, is it so obvious that Ein Bezdin Shokel applies to Hataras Nedarim? Right, so just bear in mind that this Pirush HaRosh writes absolutely yes. Right? Number one, Ein Bezdin Shokel. Number two, the Boshem Shein Ein Bezdin Shokel is more than Din L'Chatchila. The Torah can't just say that two are kosher, because two are not kosher. Because that would be a Bezdin Shokel. The reason I mention that second point is if you look at Shivas Rabbi Kveger and Simon Ayin Gimel, Rabbi Kveger makes the point that you can have a Bezdin of four Dayanim for Hataras Nedarim. Rabbi Kveger writes that the Bezdin of Hataras Nedarim is not Mishpatei HaBezdin, and there's no Psul of Bezdin Shokel. At Boshim Shat, that's against the Pirush HaRosh. Right, the Pirush HaRosh uses the concept of Ein Bezdin Shokel, right, in order to determine the number of Dayanim which in fact are necessary. No? So, Moshe B'Shan Rashi, Ein Bezdin Shokel is Likuva. Moshe B'Shan the Rashi, Ein Bezdin Shokel is Likuva. So how do you understand our Gemara then in the Chilul Manav? Ein Bezdin Shokel is Likuva. So how in the world does our Gemara say Rav Akiva Ravika, who says, Mirez HaChanami Kasha, would agree with Shmuel HaShnaim Shidonu Dineim Din? If you didn't have the Gemara, right, maybe you could use this to answer the Rambam sheet, you know? How does the Rambam know to say me the Raisa Chanami Kasha, but yet to a Shnaim Shon Ein Dineim Din? I'll tell you very simply. If I didn't know any sugyas, I would tell you, because me the Raisa Chanami Kasha, but two is a Bezdin Shokel, and therefore it's no good. Yeah, but it's against the Gemara. No, the Gemara doesn't say such a thing, no? The Gemara lines up the sheetas. That's the difficulty, no? So how do you explain this difficulty, this apparent stira, right, of Gimel Menalef to Gimel Menbeis? When is it the Chachila? When is it B'diyev? Do you think about this at all? This difficulty, no? That's maybe we'll leave the Teretz Chazer, the earlier Shiurim. What does it mean, Midrash Sechana Mikasha? B'Torah Sora or B'Torah Sebezit? We discussed that at length, no? If you hold a gravacha bedavika, midrash sechana mikasha, that means that there's a chaloshim bezdin, the dayan effem. You pointed out the chorim achlokas rishonim, right? The stirin tosus, vamos memeim abeis, mevavim abeis. But poshib shat, that's not gravacha bedavika means at all. Midrash sechana mikasha, no? I go over the case of Geirus and the Tosas here, Dafka Malala, Kiyushtaros, the Rambam's case of Hodaa Bifnei Dayan Echad. with that in mind, right, you should be able to offer, right, the beautiful Teretz, this apparent steer of the Gemara, of Gimel Aleph, of Gimel Beis. We'll still have to discuss it in light of that Tosus and Yivamus that we saw in Dav Mem Hei Amud Beis. Okay, but again, Chaz of those earlier Shiurim, right, see if you can see us together to anticipate right, the possible Teretz too, right, this difficulty of Gimel Aleph Gimel Beis regarding in Beis and Shaka. Okay, so Mr.